And it's 8:50, time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Tuesday morning with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NAS reported that 31% of the U.S. corn crop has been harvested as of September 30th, up from the 18% from 2006, as well as the five-year average of 20%. In Illinois, 60% of the crop has been harvested, well above the five-year average of 29%. In Iowa, 13% of the crop has been cut, compared to 7% last year and the five-year average of 9%. 29% of the U.S. soybean crop was harvested as of September 30th. That's above the 18% cut last year, as well as the five-year average of 24%. In Illinois, 43% of the crop has been harvested, compared to the average of 29%. For U.S. winter wheat seedings, we're at 42% complete as of Sunday, down from 49% last year and below the five-year average of 51%. Pecker bids for hogs in the Midwest today range from steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower amid ongoing hefty supplies and declining wholesale pork prices. Terminals are called steady to a dollar lower, with top prices from $36.50 to $38. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $37.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for October 1st, negotiated swine purchases were 13,779. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $45.75 to $57, the weighted average $53.12, a loss of $1.49 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.92 to $46.98, the weighted average $43.35. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $13,630. The base price range, $45.50 to $58.50. The weighted average, $55.41, a loss of $2.02 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $35.56 to $46.50, and the weighted average was $43.79. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, first of all, as we have been doing of late with the harvest season going on, not much change in the forecast compared to yesterday in the near term. There are some changes in the long term, though, which I'll outline in a moment. But first, the short term, dry weather is anticipated across most of the belt today. But some showers and thunderstorms will start to develop in western areas as we go through the afternoon, and some severe weather is even possible over portions of Missouri and Iowa and far west central and northwestern Illinois and Wisconsin into this evening. So as we go through the day today, showers and thunderstorms will increase in the western belt. So there will be a slowdown of harvest operations out west, but the eastern two-thirds of the belt will be dry today. Now, this area of rain will push into Illinois and Indiana overnight into tomorrow morning and pass on through and dissipate as it pushes eastward. So much of the state of Ohio will get very little in the way of rainfall. Eastern and southern Indiana will get very little in the way of rainfall as well. So the heavier amounts will be in the western belt, and that's what we said earlier in the week. The better chance of delays occurring in the harvest will be in the western belt. But after this little front passes through, we'll have dry weather coming in tomorrow, and that will continue into Thursday and Friday. Some scattered showers may start to develop out in the western belt, though, on Friday once again, but most areas will be dry. And the northwestern areas are really the only areas that will stand any chance of rain later this week. And then as we go into the weekend and we're getting out there a ways, we'll have warm air and rather humid air for this time of year coming up from the Gulf of Mexico on Saturday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms potentially could develop in a few spots late Saturday, better chance Sunday. But the big change in the forecast is the cold front that we've seen on the maps for well over a week coming through, blasting through here Sunday morning, isn't coming through at all on Sunday now. And there is a upper air low that's going to be over South Dakota and Nebraska as we go into Sunday and Monday. But it looks like that low is just going to sit out there. So we'll probably turn a little bit cooler early next week. But potentially we could have warm weather much of next week now as well. And while there could be a few fronts coming through with occasional showers and thunderstorms, it appears that we're going to have generally dry weather and unseasonably warm weather for the foreseeable future. We don't have any abundance of cold air coming this way anytime soon. Now, the maps this morning, which I'm not going to rely on these looking long range because they're looking a lot different than what they have the last several days, but shows a plunge of cold air into the northeastern U.S. Coming around the 14th. That would be a week from Sunday. And a ridge building in the east, in the west. And if that's the case, we could occasionally get some plunges of cool air in here, but that's also a dry flow. So the one thing I can say is there will be some delays in harvest in western portions of the Corn Belt today and later this week. But when you look at the big picture, this harvest is going to wrap up quickly. There's no prolonged problems showing up at all through the middle of this month. So the harvest is looking to be no problems at all. One of the easier harvests, I think, in recent times. Now, as we turn to the southern hemisphere, there's probably not going to be any early planting in Brazil. That's because it's dry and hot down there. And we've got to start to watch the weather pattern closely because it's about this time that the rains start to fall, and they're not in the forecast yet. So that means there could even be a little bit of a delay in the planting of spring crops in Brazil. Meanwhile, in Argentina, showers and thunderstorms will occur on a scattered basis today through the rest of the week, and that's going to keep the ground favorably moist for planting and the development of wheat. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat open at 9:54¾, up 5½. Last trade down 5¼. At the Board of Trade, December wheat open at 9:55, up 2½. Last trade down 7. July, 8:77¼, up 2¼. Last trade down 10¾. December corn opened at 3:68¼, down 0.5. Last trade down 6¾. March, 3:84¼, down 1¼. Last trade down 7¾. July, 4:02¾, down 1¼. Last trade down 6. November beans open at 9:91¼, down 0.25. Last trade down 11. January, 10:09½, unchanged. Last trade down 12½. July, 10:27½, up 2½. Last trade down 10. October soybean meal opened at 278.80, unchanged. Last trade down 60. October soybean oil opened at 39.05, unchanged. Last trade unchanged. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What will the trade make of yesterday afternoon's crop harvest report numbers?
Well, it's ahead of normal, and we're piling up grain in lots of places. But, I mean, we've had a great early start to harvest, so, I think they were expecting that much.
What do you think the prices will do today? We were in a little bit of a soft market this week.
Yeah, we're looking at what the report is going to say next week by USDA and what the yields are going to be. And corn and bean yields have both been coming in better as we go further into harvest. As we go north, better yields. Beans are now looking better than they were a month ago. Corn is still staying in there very good. So the expectation that USDA will raise both corn and beans has helped to put pressure now on the grains, and we look for maybe a little bit of a harvest pressure now the rest of this week.
How much of a break would we anticipate seeing in those commodities?
Well, they're talking all the way back to 320, 330 in the corn, and that's the front end December. On beans, there's really not any guesstimates, but they're, you know, if corn's down that much, beans would be down at least 40, 50. Today, they're looking at 10 to 11 lower on the beans and 6 to 7 lower on corn. But as we go into the report, that's a week from Friday, we could see quite a bit of harvest pressure here, as you know, especially the corn piles get bigger as we go north.
What prices would be a buying opportunity in your mindset then?
I think we would be looking at anything we've sold to replace if we go down another 20 in corn, get into the 335 to 350 area. That's a wide range, but you know, 350 would be down 18, 340 would be down 28. On beans, I think you'd have to go more than 50 to look at replacing those on the board.
Calls over at the Merck quickly, please.
Lower on hogs and cattle, just lower, lower.
And a quick piece of advice for producers today.
Well, if you haven't been selling, you need to start selling. We do expect this harvest pressure here for the next 2 to 4 weeks, and we think that you can, for what you have sold, be able to replace some of that for growth into spring. Right now, though, we're still worried about ethanol usage for next year and whether we really need more corn acres.
Okay. Thank you, Pete.
Bye.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. You're listening to WILA Urbana.